I reached out to Anne and Robin and said, I'm thinking about starting my own CRO. Like, what's your number one piece of advice? And they were like, number one is don't do it alone. That's all they said. Do not do it by yourself.
What is step one of actually setting up a CRO?
For me, it was just coming up with a plan of differentiation that other CROs aren't offering. All through my career, I'm trying to always look for ways to identify gaps. Like, just the gaps in my skill set. What haven't I done? PPD did all their phase one work in Austin. So if you weren't in Austin, you didn't get phase one experience. So I had a massive amount of phase two and global phase three experience, no phase one. And I was like, I got to get that. And the best way I found to do that was to become a contractor. If I was going to give advice, and I have given this before, is people with about a year's worth of experience, and this might not happen as much, but it happened during COVID quite a bit. They got offered the opportunity to go in for oncology, and I told them to take it. But you also have to be careful, because you don't want to be siloed and just do oncology forever if you don't want to. Mm. Very difficult as soon as you get that experience to get out of it, because it's like so highly regarded. So take the opportunity to get it, but just be careful, because if you don't like it, but other people think you're good at it, you're going to stay there for quite some time. But it's learning something that's difficult early on will help you become a generalist much quicker, I think.